Listening comprehension. You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about the places where they live. Look at task one. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H what each speaker likes least about the place where they live. Now look at task two. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H what each speaker sees as the main advantage of the place where they live. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 45 seconds to look at the tasks. Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
Moving made me seriously wonder if I could live in such a small place. I've always had a lot of belongings, so cutting it all down has been a real challenge. I'm still not finished. Getting rid of certain items is difficult, but the advantage is that there's less clutter and a lot less dusting and cleaning than in my old apartment. I definitely spend more time outside now, because such a tight space can make you feel closed in, and that gets to be too much sometimes. I was trapped indoors for a few days last week during all that heavy rain, and I really started to feel that I was going to go crazy.
Speaker 2.
This was supposed to be our dream house, but in some ways it has become a real nightmare. I had always lived in small apartments where I could see into every room. So I didn't expect to feel so edgy in such a large house. I have to avoid watching scary movies because I begin to imagine that every creak and groan from the ceiling is actually someone hiding in another room. Of course, it's wonderful to have so much space after years in cramped apartments. I was finally able to bring my grandfather's grand piano and a beautiful old sideboard out of storage. I could never have fit them into my old place.
Speaker 3.
I used to believe that moving out of the city centre would be a good idea, but the truth is, we have everything we need right here. We have the usual shops, a cinema, some nice cafes, and even a great art centre with a theatre that shows excellent films. We would both truly miss all of that if we lived out of town. Carrie constantly talks about how much she wants a big house with a garden, but I believe deep down, she would never be able to accept the high cost. A nice balcony with a few potted plants is sufficient, though I have to admit that being surrounded by other buildings on all sides here can feel a bit oppressive at times.
Speaker 4.
I was hoping to find a slightly bigger place, but everything I saw was out of my budget. I've had to put some of my belongings into storage, though maybe one day, when I have my dream home, I'll have room for more than just a sofa bed and a desk. I usually eat out, even breakfast. The kitchen is so tiny there's hardly space to chop a carrot, and it's hard to get rid of cooking smells afterward. Luckily, there are plenty of cafes on this street, so I have lots of choices in terms of places to eat. Many of my neighbors hang out there in the mornings, too, so I've got to know them. There's a real feeling of community here.
Speaker 5.
In our previous home, we had rooms we almost never used. For instance, we had a formal dining room. But since we always ate in the kitchen, we barely went in there. Our place now isn't cramped, but there's no extra space either. We use every single room daily. Since we both work from home, we've each taken a spare bedroom to use as an office. The only downside is that my office shares a wall with our neighbor Kevin's home gym. I can often hear him working out, which can be distracting. However, the sound does serve as a reminder that other people live close by.
Now you will hear the recording again. Speaker 1.
Moving made me seriously wonder if I could live in such a small place. I've always had a lot of belongings, so cutting it all down has been a real challenge. I'm still not finished. getting rid of certain items is difficult, but the advantage is that there's less clutter and a lot less dusting and cleaning than in my old apartment. I definitely spend more time outside now because such a tight space can make you feel closed in, and that gets to be too much sometimes. I was trapped indoors for a few days last week during all that heavy rain, and I really started to feel that I was going to go crazy.
Speaker 2.
This was supposed to be our dream house, but in some ways it has become a real nightmare. I had always lived in small apartments where I could see into every room, so I didn't expect to feel so edgy in such a large house. I have to avoid watching scary movies because I begin to imagine that every creak and groan from the ceiling is actually someone hiding in another room. Of course, it's wonderful to have so much space after years in cramped apartments. I was finally able to bring my grandfather's grand piano and a beautiful old sideboard out of storage. I could never have fit them into my old place.
Speaker 3.
I used to believe that moving out of the city centre would be a good idea, but the truth is, we have everything we need right here. We have the usual shops, a cinema, some nice cafes, and even a great art centre with a theatre that shows excellent films. We would both truly miss all of that if we lived out of town. Carrie constantly talks about how much she wants a big house with a garden, but I believe deep down, she would never be able to accept the high cost. A nice balcony with a few potted plants is sufficient, though I have to admit that being surrounded by other buildings on all sides here can feel a bit oppressive at times.
Speaker 4.
I was hoping to find a slightly bigger place, but everything I saw was out of my budget. I've had to put some of my belongings into storage, though maybe one day, when I have my dream home, I'll have room for more than just a sofa bed and a desk. I usually eat out, even breakfast. The kitchen is so tiny there's hardly space to chop a carrot, and it's hard to get rid of cooking smells afterward. Luckily, there are plenty of cafes on this street, so I have lots of choices in terms of places to eat. Many of my neighbors hang out there in the mornings, too, so I've got to know them. There's a real feeling of community here.
Speaker 5.
In our previous home, we had rooms we almost never used. For instance, we had a formal dining room, but since we always ate in the kitchen, we barely went in there. Our place now isn't cramped, but there's no extra space either. We use every single room daily. Since we both work from home, we've each taken a spare bedroom to use as an office. The only downside is that my office shares a wall with our neighbor Kevin's home gym. I can often hear him working out, which can be distracting. However, the sound does serve as a reminder that other people live close by.
This is the end of the tasks. You now have 40 seconds to complete your answers. This is the end of the listening test.